Thanks for listening to Knowles News Now, your audio home for all things Florida State here on the Tomahawk Nation Podcast Network. I'm your host, Brian Pellerin, here on this Friday morning, May 20th. If you're not following already, it's a pretty good weekend to plug into the FSU softball and baseball teams. One getting set to host a regional to start its journey to the College World Series. The other trying to make a statement and put themselves firmly in the position of hosting a regional themselves. We'll get you prepared for both of those teams coming up in a few, but we start with the college football beef dominating sports headlines as three of the game's most prominent coaches find themselves in a battle over NIL and recruiting. And yeah, FSU has ties all over this one. In a good way, I guess. It actually started on Wednesday night when Nick Saban, while speaking with some boosters in Alabama, named some specific schools, those being Texas A&M, Jackson State, and Miami, that he felt were playing outside the rules in recruiting players. To give you a taste, here's some of his words. For Jackson State, quote, Jackson State paid a guy $1 million last year. That was a really good Division I player to come to school. It was in the paper. They bragged about it. Nobody did anything about it, close quote. That, of course, a reference into the rumored NIL deal for Travis Hunter, who appeared Tallahassee-bound until the last minute when he flipped to JSU, Jackson State head coach and former FSU star Deion Sanders, as well as Hunter himself, have now called that speculation flatly a lie. Sanders adding he has no beef with Coach Saban. He understands he was just trying to appeal to his boosters. For UM, quote, these guys from Miami that are going to play basketball there for $400,000, that's in the newspaper. The guy tells you how he's doing it, close quote. That in reference to the new LifeWallet billionaire, John Ruiz, who is leading the NIL efforts for the Hurricanes and not quite being shy about it on social media. And the big one for A&M, quote, we were second in recruiting last year. A&M was first. A&M bought every player on their team, made a deal for name, image, and likeness. We didn't buy one player, close quote. Naturally, those words didn't sit well with former FSU head coach Jimbo Fisher, leading him to call an emergency press conference at Kyle Field Thursday morning, where he stressed that his program hasn't broken any laws in the state of Texas in recruiting players. Awfully specific language there from Jimbo. I'll leave it at that. He then turned his attention towards Saban himself, saying, quote, you can call me anything you want to call me. You ain't call me a cheat. I don't cheat. I don't lie. I learned that when I was a kid. If you did that, your old man slapped you upside the head. Maybe somebody should have slapped him. Close quote. Of course, the him there being Nick Saban. And honestly, that's just the tip of the iceberg. I'd really recommend finding the other quotes in our article online if you haven't already, because it was a doozy that it included a compliment to legend Bobby Bowden somehow snuck in there as well. That back and forth ended with some public reprimands from the SEC commissioner. Basically, hey guys, shut up. Meanwhile, the rest of the sport sitting back to see if any action the NCAA will take in looking into Saban's claims about those three schools. Could that mean an investigation into Hunter's recruitment, Cristobal's rising recruiting efforts in Coral Gables, as well as the basketball teams for that matter too, and A&M's ascension to the greatest recruiting class ever constructed? Probably not, but time will tell. All that's left is time, probably just a few hours by the time you listen to this, from the start of the NCAA softball tournament, Tallahassee Regional. The Noles, the number two overall seed in the tournament, number one in this regional. They'll open competition tonight on ESPN Plus against Howard. First pitch is approximately 8:30. Timing on that really is just dependent on the finish of game one tonight. That's between the two seed Mississippi State and the three seed USF. In case you need a refresher, regional play, it's that doubles elimination style tournament. One team advancing to the super regionals. The Noles would host the winner of the Missouri regional, in that super regional if they do advance. If you're looking for a deep dive into the other teams competing this weekend, check out the preview that Gwen Rhodes just posted on TomahawkNation.com, or you can listen to this week's Seminole Rap podcast where Gwen and I broke down the threat that each of those three teams may pose to Florida State's chances of moving on. Hopefully we'll have another one for you on Monday, looking at the same thing for their super regional. For the baseball team, the goal remains piling up wins to try and secure a top 16 seed in the men's tournament. D1 baseball moved FSU into one of those positions in their tournament projections after last weekend's series win against Miami, but the midweek loss to Florida left little room for error as the Noles head to Chapel Hill to face UNC in a Thursday, Friday, Saturday series. But early on, it was the Heels who took off. Four first-run innings, not how you draw it up. It would remain 4-0 into the fourth before Florida State's freshmen came to the rescue. Jaime Furr and James Tibbs would lead the big charge back, including an eighth inning two-run bomb from Tibbs off the UNC closer that gave FSU the 5-4 lead late. That duo, man, they really brought it tonight. Two homers, four runs scored, three RBIs. Really brought it all the way around. The Noles held that lead into the bottom of the ninth, but couldn't hold on to it. For the second consecutive game, the FSU bullpen allows a walk-off homer. This one, a three-run shot from Alberto Osuna. His second three-run homer of the game. Yeah, he drove in six by himself. Noles lose 7-5 for all the ins and outs. Check out the three-up, three-down article on our website. Tomorrow, they're back at it again. Expected matchup of lefties with Parker Messick and Brandon Schaefer figuring to go for the Noles and the Heels. That'll do it for today's Noles News Now. We'll be back on Monday with more of the weekend's headlines. Be sure to follow or subscribe so you don't miss a thing. And if you like what you're hearing, please rate the show, leave us a review, let us know how we're doing. Until then, you can find everything you need on our website, TomahawkNation.com. I'm Brian Pellerin. Thanks for listening.